Marylanders' Thanksgiving feasts reflect both our state's bounty, like oyster stuffing, and dishes like sauerkraut that also represent the European immigrants who settled here. How have waves of immigration influenced our American identity? MHC Speakers Bureau scholar Martin Ford asked the question, is America a melting pot or a salad bowl?
In recent years, Thanksgiving has become a lightning rod for debate about American identity. The day commemorates the Pilgrims celebrating their survival in a strange land aided by Native people who, ironically, would be soon displaced. At the turn of the last century, the Pilgrim forefathers were venerated by white Anglo-Americans, held up as models of comportment for millions of immigrants from Southern and Eastern Europe streaming into our ports. This great wave of immigration, which peaked between 1900 and 1910, alarmed old stock Americans. They feared being overwhelmed by aliens who would transform American culture beyond recognition. When they weren't calling for restricting immigration, they demanded that immigrants embrace American identity and abandon all old world habits. Some immigrants clearly agreed. In his 1908 stage play, The Melting Pot, London-born Israel Zangwill told the love story of two immigrants from Russia who cast off the old ways and embraced a new life together. At the play's Washington debut, President Teddy Roosevelt shouted his approval to Zangwill. Roosevelt condemned hyphenated Americanism and expected that old habits would have to be melted away before the newcomer could become fully American. In 1915, the philosopher Horace Callan argued for a contrasting vision, which he called pluralism, and defined as a multiplicity in unity. But with the approach of World War I, the immigration restrictions of the 1920s, the economic downturn of the Great Depression, and the need for a united front in World War II, dissenting voices remained muted. Only later, in the wake of the 1960s civil rights movement and changes in immigration law, did Americans, who call themselves multiculturalists, loudly question the old melting pot model. They described a different ideal, America as a tapestry, a mosaic, a mixing bowl. America, they said, is like a tossed salad, with each distinctive element retaining its own identity and adding savor to the whole. Today, our country is in the midst of its greatest wave of immigration, with newcomers from Latin America and Asia. And yet, over many decades, the melting pot continues to simmer. The sons and daughters of great wave immigrants became part of the greatest generation, fighting in World War II and standing firm on the home front. Their children, third and fourth generation Americans, lost the old languages, moved from their ghettos, and mixed and married across ethnic lines. Products of a long process, they can be impatient with the struggles newcomers face today. They want the melting pot to boil and the new immigrants to become Americans overnight. By contrast, fervent multiculturalists too often see culture, language, customs, values, and behaviors as tradition, when in fact culture is about adaptation. The novelist F. Scott Fitzgerald once claimed that the sign of a great mind is to be able to hold contrasting thoughts simultaneously. His words suggest the American genius for absorbing wave after wave of newcomers, expecting them to change, but giving them the space to remain different. As Thanksgiving nears, this combination of melting pot and salad bowl, unity within diversity, should be kept in mind as we honor those who came before us, the Pilgrims, the indigenous Americans who welcomed them, and the once despised Ellis Islanders, as well as our most recent diners at the feast.
The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as history and ethics, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue on critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein of the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR, your NPR news station. Happy Thanksgiving!